surpassed penetrating and perfect truth is self-immediate, even in 100,000 myriad castles. Now we can see and hear it. We can remember and accept it. I vow to make the Buddha's truth one with my soul.
Amisha the Buddha, Amisha the Dharma, Amisha the Sangha. We're at the beginning in the first couple weeks, really, of our fall training term. I'd like to just mention a few basic points that we all know, and yet it never hurts to be reminded of them once again. Two main points, really. The first is that it is an underlying premise of our training that the root of suffering, the root cause of suffering, lies within ourself, not in external conditions. And in general, you can say that this is a fundamentally religious point of view, not something that religious people always remember by any means. You might say, to be more accurate, that it's a fundamentally contemplative point of view. And of course, in Buddhism, it's the second noble truth. A way of expressing the second noble truth. The cause of suffering is our own craving rooted in our own ignorance. It doesn't say anything about external conditions or the world at large. Because we so easily slip into the point of view that the cause of suffering is in the world at large and other people, in external conditions, it truly does not hurt to be reminded of this truth. That the real focus of training is always on doing something about oneself. Even if we were to do a great deal to help the world at large, then there are things that can be done to help. But if we were to neglect the real work in ourselves, then we will have neglected the really important thing. We'd be like someone who is at the site of a great fire, and spends all their time on the periphery stomping out fires, while at the heart, the fire rages on. So there's always a potential to start more little fires. The second premise of training is that just as the cause of suffering is within ourselves, so the solution to the problem of suffering lies within ourselves as well. It is not in the external world. It is not in an external deity. It is not in external angelic or saintly beings. It's not in a human master or teacher. It's not in external religious forms, however helpful some of these things may be. That the ultimate source of spiritual help, the ultimate source of help for the problem of suffering lies within ourselves, not in externals. The source of help within ourselves is the Buddha nature itself. It is not the ego. It is not our knowledge or our virtue. It's not something that can be an attribute of a self. It is our true self. So our job in training is somehow to connect up the cause of suffering, the spiritual need within us, with the source of help that is also within us. And that's the reason why we meditate. And that's the reason why we have the precepts. And indeed, that's the reason why we have all the forms of religion, which if rightly used, not clung to, not used with blind faith, but used with genuine faith, that's why these things are helpful. They help form the bridge between the need and the help. Of course, that's not really quite the way it works. Because the real bridge is our own will, our own use of our will, and our own and what this means is that the real bridge is our own choice to look up rather than down. It's always a choice. And it's always important to remember it's not a choice. It depends on external conditions. A person can be in heaven and look down, and a person can be in hell and look up. And in either case, with regard to the essential welfare of the being in question, it has nothing to do with the external conditions, whether the person is in heaven or in hell. It has entirely to do with the nature of the choices being made. To look up or to look down. This is not the way the world looks at things. This is not the way most religion looks at things. I caution people very strongly, do not be a sucker for worldly views. Do not fall into a downward looking and complaining negative attitude of mind and think that this is okay because after all, so many people agree. This point of view. When we come to the time of our death, it is not so many people who are going to be dying. It's us, individually. When we sit on that cushion and look at the wall, it's not so many people who are doing that act. It's us individually. Each of us makes our own karma and carries the consequences, reaps the consequences. And that karma that we make always originates in that choice to look up or to look down. When we look up, we act in certain ways. Really, we act in accordance with the precepts. When we look down, we act in certain ways. We act non-preceptually. You could say it's the whole purpose of the precepts to help us keep looking up in the midst of samsara, which is this realm we live in, a realm in which we're surrounded by suffering, by confusion. And for each of us, thing that we always fall for when we do fall for it is something really originating within ourselves, within our own habitual attitude of mind. External conditions merely trigger the arising of that habitual attitude. They don't create it. So this is a real hoist yourself up by your own bootstraps business. Because we have to learn to catch those habitual attitudes in their arising rather than just lay down and be the victim of them. Let them flog us through life. We have to learn how to meditatively deal with them when they arise. How to sit still through them. How to look up in the midst of them. How to take that raw karmic energy and turn it in the right direction, in a positive direction. Rather than in the direction that just manufactures more of the same. Think how hopeful it is, what an amazing thing it is when you contemplate it, that the cause of suffering is within ourselves and the solution to the problem of suffering lies within ourselves. And each of us is a little traveling package where each of us is a complete little enlightenment kit. All we have to do is put the little pieces of the kit together in the right way, and enlightenment will be manufactured. The beginning of each training term is the opportunity for a new beginning in training. Of course, you can argue that every day is such an opportunity. In fact, every moment is such an opportunity. Nonetheless, I always experience the beginning of a training term in this way. That it's an opportunity to do a little spiritual house cleaning, sit up straight in the presence of the Buddhas, get moving in the right direction.
Scripture.